Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Billiken Blizzard game is tonight. The men's team plays Dayton. 6 o'clock is the start time. We got the broadcast at 5:45 on KMOX. Tomorrow, the women's game will happen also on KMOX, and we are joined by guard on the women's team, also St. Louis, and Hannah Wallace.
Yes.
She's with us now. How you doing, Hannah?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man. We're having a good time down here. I can't believe they let us in.
Well, they didn't really let us in. We had to...
We kind of stiff-armed our way in.
We got it.
It's not like a...
Yeah. I mean, once you're here, it's, you know, it's more awkward to kick us out.
Yeah.
So we got in.
True.
And,
especially when you're all set up and everything.
Right? Yeah. The more... That's how we bring so much stuff. Because the more stuff you have, the more awkward it is to make us leave. So we thought we'll be here. But I'm excited to talk to you. I was saying before or during the break, we've talked to Coach Rebecca Tillett. And
she blew us off today.
Well, no. She
was supposed to be on... And then she thought about it and said,
no,
nah,
I don't think so. But no, but we have said we want to talk to members of the team and because it's so much fun to watch you guys play. And so thank you for joining us. I think you
no
are
problem.
Our
thank
first
you for having me.
Our first team member, right? To join this show?
I think so.
I think you are.
Coach Tilly told me a lot of good things about you too, so
What exactly did she say?
She said you guys are great people, great interviewers, and I was going to have a great time. So
okay.
All right. I like to think we're a lot of fun. So
Well,
it's great. Now, you're a freshman.
Yes.
Freshman guard here from St. Louis.
Cardinal Ritter?
Yes, Cardinal Ritter.
Okay.
How was that team when you were playing in high school on the Cardinal Ritter team? Always have a pretty competitive team there?
Yeah, we, for the most part, we always had a pretty competitive team, especially my senior, junior year, like it was a lot of fun. So, yeah.
When you're a senior, I imagine other girls on that team went on to play college basketball. A lot of talk about where each of you, you're looking at where you want to go, where you want to play.
Yes, so a few of us did go off to college to play basketball. One of my good friends, Anaya Williams, she goes to SEMO here in Missouri, so we keep in contact and talk a lot about our basketball experiences as a D1 athlete and things like that. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
How did you decide to come here? Some people want to stick closer to home. Some people want to get as far away as possible. So, you know, you've got family here. How did you make that decision?
Yeah, I definitely understand that, but I didn't really have a preference, like, of where I went, how close, how far, and things of that nature. I just wanted to make sure that the school that I went to was a good fit for me. And I always tell people, no matter where SLU was in the United States, I was going to go. So it didn't really matter that it was in St. Louis. It was just the best fit for me. So I decided to go.
That's awesome. You know, you talked about being a student athlete. We just talked to Chris May, the director of athletics here. Mm-hmm. And he was saying one thing that's so extraordinary about St. Louis University and what really sets you guys apart, not only the caliber of athletics, but also the importance on academics.
Yes.
That's a hard balance.
Yeah, that was really the deciding factor for me. Just coming here and going on all the visits that I went on throughout my junior and senior year of high school, like, I asked a lot of questions about the academic side of things, and SLU had all the right answers. Like, so it was just a no-brainer for me. And then me coming in as a freshman and just completing my first semester, starting my second semester, they've definitely held to everything that we talked about on my visit. And academics is definitely a focal point. I feel like I'm growing here, and I'm able to flourish on both sides, being a student and an athlete. So it's been a good fit.
Is it ever difficult to find the balance? Because, I mean, you're training so hard as a D1 athlete, but, I mean, even without sports, it can be hard to keep up with classes.
Yes, it definitely is, but there are a lot of resources put in place to help me. I was actually just talking to one of my classmates before I came here about that, and he was just telling me he doesn't know, like, how I do it, and just couldn't imagine that it's so difficult, and I was just explaining to him that it is, but it's a lot of fun, and then also they give us a lot of things to help us and put us in the best position to be successful, so I take upon those resources, and I try my best.
So, I know that there are, as you said, there are resources for student athletes because there's so much on your plate. What exactly, what sort of help specifically do you get from the university?
So I would say the first thing that comes to mind is the Champion Center. Anything that you can think of is in the Champion Center. I mean, from food to academics to if I want to go work out extra, like that's where the arena is. It's attached to the arena, so that's where we practice and that's where I work out and all of those things. That's also where my coaches have their offices, and then that's where I get to eat. They have meals prepared for us, like the student athletes, and then we also have like our academic help in there, and they hire tutors and things like that. And for us, specifically student athletes in that area, because it's so close to everything that we have to do as far as practice, eat, and things like that. So the Champion Center definitely comes to mind. I'm able to get help with any work, any papers that I need. Also, talk to the people that I need to talk to. So,
how is the camaraderie among the student athletes, not just within basketball, but across different sports, knowing that you're all kind of in that same boat with an enormous amount of pressure and fun too? But I mean, it's hard work, right? Being a D1 athlete, balancing academics, and also knowing that you have those resources.
I think it's fun for us to kind of like intertwine a little bit, and we can talk about our different experiences. We actually have a core class that they just implemented this year that I took my first semester, and it's just a class strictly for student athletes, and it's from baseball, volleyball, soccer, just all around sports. And we take that class and we kind of talk about like our different struggles, and then a lot of different people come in, a lot of different resources on campus come into that class to talk to us and tell us when they're available and things like that. So I met a lot of different student athletes in that class, and then also got in contact with a lot of different resources. So having that class and being able to meet different people that are also student athletes, not always in the same sport, but we're kind of walking the same walk, it was pretty fun. So yeah.
Women's basketball guard Hannah Wallace is with us on KMOX. If I'm not mistaken, there are only two of you from the St. Louis area,
yes,
right?
Two of us from the St. Louis area. Me and Maya.
Maya, Gleason. Yeah. Okay, so are you making sure everybody else on the team does all the St. Louis stuff? And if you are, what's the St. Louis stuff you're forcing them to do?
I would say that I've definitely fallen short in that area.
Oh.
We're so big.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed?
Now that you say it out loud, I am embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
It's just, I mean, we have a lot on our plates, and it's
wait a minute,
hard,
you're not hanging out at the zoo?
No.
You're not getting them. Not getting them emos.
Haven't been to the zoo yet. Emos. A lot of my teammates had already tried it before I came, and a lot of them surprisingly don't like it. So, I mean, I was a little offended by that.
Did you hear what she said? Surprisingly, I'm actually more surprised when people like St. Louis style pizza. People from outside the area.
You saw that whole thing on Jimmy Kimmel, right? Like Jason Tatum and
Sterling K. Brown.
Sterling K. Brown, because Jimmy Kimmel's wife is from St. Louis, and he hates it, but Jason Tatum, like, it's the best.
It's the best.
And then
to me.
And then Simone Biles, her husband Jonathan Owens, is from St.
Yeah,
Louis.
Yeah.
And Simone Biles liked it when she came here. So to me, that's
Trey Young. I saw him it was a couple of years ago, right before the draft. And he had a box of emos, and he said, I'm about to try it. And I think he liked it, or he pretended to like it. So,
it's really good to me.
I don't know. So when they said they didn't like it, did you close the box and walk away?
I actually
snapped the box closed.
I mean, I just asked him, like, what pizza do you like then? Like, I'm like, maybe I should try your style of pizza. Maybe it's better. But
okay, have you ever been up in the arch?
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you taken any of them up in the arch?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Maybe I should plan to do some of those things.
I think it's your. I know you're a freshman, but you could still, you can still take. Do like make them. You can say, guys, we have to go.
I know you're a D1 athlete, and I know you're carrying a heavy academic load, but I feel like you can make. Yeah. You've got plenty of free time to just roam around.
Yeah.
Skip a class.
Skip a class.
It's fine. What's so as we mentioned, we talk to Rebecca Tillett every now and then. We're big fans of hers. She's not listening now. Oh. Just pretend like it's just us.
Okay.
Is she hard on the team? Does she yell at you?
Yes, she's hard, but she wants the best for us. It's all for a greater good.
Yeah. Do you have any complaints that you would like to air now?
No, I don't have all good things.
Okay.
You can see why this guy is a troublemaker.
I didn't do anything.
I think he thinks it's cute.
No, I just want her to feel comfortable with us, that she could say whatever she wants.
Yeah. So if people are listening, say they haven't seen SLU women's basketball play. What's the style of play? They're like, you got to come because you have to see this. This is what This is what we bring to the court.
I say the first thing that comes to mind is just we're a fast-paced team. We like to get up and down. We need to slow the ball down. We will, but we like to get up and down, and then we also have a saying called dictate and disrupt. Mm-hmm. We really take pride in our defense and just trying to let our defense feel our offense. So if you want to come and see us get up and down, if you want to come and see us dictate and disrupt, then come to the Slu Women's Basketball game.
The A-10's a pretty tough league. Is it about what you expected it to be?
Yes, definitely. I've watched Slu for many of years since I'm from St. Louis, and I've definitely watched a little bit closer since Coach Tilla has been here for the past 2 years. And the A-10, it's a tough conference. I don't think many people realize, like, the caliber of players that we have in this conference, but it's everything I expected it to be.
Now, we had on, as I mentioned, Chris May, the athletics director. He's a track and field guy, was a runner. You, not surprising, just an absolute stud athlete as a guard here. But you ran track and field at Cardinal Ritter, right?
Yes, I did.
What were your best events there?
I would have to say triple jump because I won that my senior year.
State?
And then also high jump. I came in second, but we both tied for the meet record that meet. So high jump and triple
so
jump.
So how'd you pick basketball?
Yeah,
how'd
you choose?
It was really hard, but me and my dad are really close, and he was a basketball player, and I just wanted to do whatever to be around him, so he was more so in the basketball field, so I chose basketball. But I played basketball and ran track for a little while. So.
And you were an R. Big fan of Allison Felix? Was she kind of your inspiration in track?
I watched her a lot growing up. And just like somebody that I can look up to, like, all around. She was a great person. I listened to a lot of her interviews and things like that. And just like every time after she ran a race and they interviewed her, it was just like a different vibe that I got. And I really connected with that.
What was your first game like here at Chaffetz?
Nerve-wracking. It was nerve-wracking, especially because I'm from St. Louis. Like, there were so many people that were contacting me, wanted to come to the game, and a lot of people were able to make it. And just the nerves of being from St. Louis, but also the nerves of just having my first, like, home game as a collegiate athlete. But it turned out to be fine. It was really fun. I was very appreciative of everybody who got to come, and I got through it. So,
how many friends on a given night? How many friends and family are in the stands for you?
Probably around 10 to 15, and that's like a low number. Like I've had lots and lots and lots of people come.
That's such a great point, though. That it on one side it is awesome because you have them there. On the other side, it probably adds some pressure, maybe some distraction if people are texting you, asking you for tickets. Mm-hmm. So when you are a hometown hero player, is it kind of balancing the pros and the cons, or is it primarily something that you just are grateful for?
I'm definitely grateful for it. I mean, it does bring a lot of nerves for me sometimes, but I mean, my coaches and my teammates, they instill a lot of confidence in me, like, just all across the board. And Coach Tilly, that was one of the things that she talked to me about, like, when I first came, just saying that she knows that it's going to be a lot of pressure and sometimes it's going to be a lot of nerves, but she's here to help me, and she's done just that since I've been here. So just having that support system around me is really, like, helpful. So.
Yeah.
You were talking earlier about coming here and making the decision to come to SLU. What was her recruiting pitch like to you?
She just basically told me if I want to win a championship, then I should come to St. Louis. And she told me that she wanted to do that with me. So, we had a great conversation and I was all in.
How has the training been compared to being a high school athlete, obviously running track and playing basketball, but now you're a D1 athlete playing college basketball? And we always have these arguments in the sports world, like, who are the best athletes? And basketball is just brutal because you have to be strong. You have to have endurance. You have to be able to sprint and have hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
It's insane. How has the fitness aspect of this changed since becoming a D1 athlete?
I would just say it's definitely intensified, but I mean, I did run track and I played basketball in high school, so I got a taste of, like, just having to be a all-around, like, athlete and having to be fit, but also get in the gym and work on my shots and things like that. I got a little taste of that in high school. But coming here, it definitely was intensified. But like I said before, there's just so many resources. Like my position coach, Coach Jimmy, he helps me a lot with the basketball area. Coach A, which is our strength and conditioning coach, she helps me a lot in our whole team, like in that area. And they're always there to just be a support and then also give me some pointers on like what I need to do to refuel my body, mm-hmm. how I can rest and recovery things. So yeah, it's been a pretty smooth transition, but it definitely is intense.
And you know what, in terms of attention to the sport in the last few years, there's been a lot more mm-hmm. on women's basketball, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, yeah. people like that. Do you notice that?
Yes, definitely, for sure. I mean, I grew up watching a lot of basketball because my family watched a lot of basketball, but it was always men. Like, even when it came down to college, like, we always watched men's college basketball and the NBA and things like that. A little bit of the WNBA, and I would say my dad did do a great job with that, with just trying to get me, like, more educated on that side, even though it wasn't much of a popular thing. But over the past 2 years, like, or few years, it's definitely grown tremendously, and I've definitely seen a difference. And I'm very appreciative for those women who have paved the way for us, and then also just all the sacrifices that they have to make and, you know, just things that they put on the line to make sure that we have a platform. So, yeah.
I know we don't have much more time with you, but you mentioned track, and we've been talking a lot this year about kids playing sports and focusing on one sport and only doing that sport year round, but you did track. Do you find that, like, would you encourage kids to play multiple sports, even if they know they love basketball or they love soccer? Did you find that you benefited from playing other sports as well?
Yes, I would definitely. First thing is just cultivating relationships. When you get on these teams, like, a lot of times you make lifelong friends. So that would be my first thing, just getting out there and just meeting people and being able to cultivate those relationships. And then also, a lot of the times, even though you're focused on one sport, other sports can help you with that sport. So with track, like, it's a joke me and my coach, Coach Kelsey, have, and she's just telling me how she feels like I'll never get out of shape. And I just, like, think about that. And sometimes, like, I feel like that's true, but a lot of that comes from just the track training that I've had in the past. So a lot of sports help you with the others. So I would say just definitely do that. And then track also gave me an outlet. Like, I was able to do it on a competitive level, but it wasn't, like, as serious because it wasn't my main sport. So it's something that can lighten the mood a little bit. So, yeah, I would definitely encourage.
SLU women's basketball tomorrow at home against Fordham. It's a 7 o'clock game. It'll be on KMOX. Hannah Wallace will play tomorrow. It's good to see you. Thank you for stopping by and talking to us. And tell Rebecca we're not happy that she blew us off.
I will tell her.
That's the first thing you say to her at shoot around tomorrow. Chris and Amy, not happy.
I would just say, maybe feelings hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, but you know, we understand.
Gotcha. I'm glad I was able to come, though.
Yeah, thanks, Hannah.
Appreciate it.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.